Well, no job, no jab, no job, rather, is about to become a reality for tens of thousands of people. The government's expanded the vaccine mandate to cover all workers at businesses where customers will need to show a COVID vaccine certificate. That includes cafes, restaurants, gyms and close contacts businesses like hairdressers. Those that aren't vaccinated will be given a four-week notice period to get their shots before employment can be terminated. For more on this, we're joined now by Business News Zealand CEO Kirk Hope. Kia ora, Kirk. Thanks for being with us. Now, you've been involved with consultations on this, I understand. Can you give us a bit of a feel on how businesses are sounding you out?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the genesis of this was really occurred probably 6 weeks ago and sort of got a head of steam up. We, alongside the CTU, approached the government and said, look, this is a real challenge. Employers and neither employers nor employees have real clarity around what their rights and obligations are in the workplace around vaccination, and we need more clarity. They sort of worked with us, or we worked with them. They put the policy together pretty quickly in, you know, 3 weeks, really. And now, you know, we've got a lot greater clarity, I think, and certainty for employers. I think it's also important that you just outlined a range of businesses where workers will need to be vaccinated, and that's those covered, those businesses that are covered by CVCs. There's also an additional process that businesses can go through, which is a risk assessment process, which will be underpinned by law, a simplified risk assessment process, which can essentially enable them to assess whether they need to have a vaccinated workforce or not. And then, because it's underpinned by law, that will provide further vaccine mandates for employers and provide clarity for employees around, you know, safety and health and safety in the workplace.
So that's for businesses who maybe haven't heard their, you know, industry or whatever come up today, but they think this would be quite useful for us to take a look at. That's how that will be targeted towards them?
Yeah, that's right. So they may not be organisations or sectors which are covered by the CVC process or the COVID vaccination certificate process or covered by a public health order, but where it was felt that it was necessary to give certainly employers a legal platform to be able to take steps to mandate vaccination in their workforce because of the risks that they were seeing in the workplace. And that's why the risk assessment, the simplified risk assessment, is really important.
So it makes the whole thing quite broad. Do you think it's too much, or there's any overreach here?
Not at all. I mean, we've got a choice here, vaccination or lockdowns, and I know what I prefer. So, I mean, the reality is we regulate, people's behaviour is regulated, and even in health is regulated in different ways all of the time. So, I mean, I think if you think about smoking in bars, for example, you know, that was shut down years ago, regulated. So people's behaviour has changed as a result of rules, and I think this is another situation where we actually... getting vaccinated is doing the right thing. It's kind of looking after your whānau, it's looking after your community, and it enables business to carry on and people to continue to earn a living.
So what feedback have you had from businesses so far?
Overwhelmingly positive. Look, there'll be businesses out there who don't want to mandate vaccination for their workforce, and you know, I think that will be their choice, but they should at least go through the risk assessment process to determine that first.
You wouldn't anticipate that there'd be too much legal blowback then if everyone's sounding quite on board?
Well, I think the legal blowback really is taken away when this process is legislated. So, and I think that was the important step that wasn't there before. That's why employers can have certainty around taking the step to mandate vaccination in the workforce if they see the risk.
Do you have any estimates based on this, you know, the further extension today, how many people may lose their jobs as a result of this?
Well, people are only going to lose their job if they choose not to get vaccinated. There are very, very few people who cannot get medically vaccinated using the Pfizer vaccine in New Zealand. So if people choose not to get vaccinated, and we're seeing quite high vaccination rates start to pick up in Auckland, for example. You know, I think 93% of the population is first dose and 81 is second dose. So we're actually talking about smaller and smaller numbers of people. And I guess, again, you know, if people were not necessarily hesitant, but just taking their time a bit, This is a way to help them to understand that it's really important that they do get vaccinated, because it will be required for them to do many, many things.
And obviously this risk assessment framework is there to expand it, but at first glance, does it seem like the government's targeting the right sectors and the right businesses here?
Well, that's certainly for mandating from a government perspective, and I think so. Where there's obviously high risk, where you've got a lot of people, because Delta is so transmissible. But I mean, it will affect even affects offices and workplaces, because you're using recycled air, and that's another risk in terms of transmission of Delta. So there are very few workplaces that won't be touched by Delta or the risk of Delta, in my view.
Kia ora, Kirk. Hey, thanks so much for your time. That's Kirk Hope, the Business New Zealand CEO there, discussing those latest vaccine mandates.